Good morning, everyone. Today is 26th of December 2017. You know, as I've done these devotions, sometimes Satan will come to me and say, "You don't have anything to say. You've already said everything there is to say. Why are you even doing this?" Okay. Satan is the great accuser of the brethren. He tries to steal our joy. He tries to bring thoughts to our mind that discourage us. And he tries to cause us to feel sorrowful for ourselves and to take away our joy, steal our joy. Conversely, the Holy Spirit is our comforter and our sustainer in life. He is our hope and our confidence that Christ is our King and our Savior and our Father. In the ninth psalm, we read, "I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence, for thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sittest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them, but the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee." Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, in the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Higgaion, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know them." Well, I'm glad that we have the Psalms. The Psalms are there for, I think, mainly for our comfort more than anything else. We're living in times today where we're a very spoiled nation. or a spoiled people, we take a lot for granted. And if that were stripped from us, we would be devastated. And we have compromised the Word of God. We have turned ourselves over to idolatry. We have fled from the Word of God for a watered-down Word of God. We have refused to repent and turn from our sins. And God is not changed at all. His Word is still the same. It will endure forever. Throughout all generations, it will endure. And this is something that we need to remember often, that God's Word never changes. God never changes. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's just read through Daniel's prayer in Daniel 9. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek my prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day to the men of Judas, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near, that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespasses that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of faces, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belongeth mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words which he spake against us, and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil, for under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem. As is written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Lord our God, thou hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt, and a mighty hand hast gotten thee renown, as at this day we have sinned and we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thine ear and hear, open thine eyes, and behold our desolations in the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken, and do defer not. For thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Well, this is a prayer that Daniel prayed, and it's a prayer that we should pray, that God would turn and have mercy upon us. And God will have mercy upon us when we turn to Him. And He has had mercy. And He has shown us His favor. Even though we're undeserving, I'm thankful that He is a merciful and loving God who has mercy upon us. The unmerited favor of God is beyond our comprehension. Let us turn from our sin and our transgressions. And only God can cause us to do so. Let us look at the pure righteousness of His Son, Jesus Christ. For we can never be pure or righteous apart from Christ and His imputed righteousness. God be with you this day.